We begin today's show with a story we've been covering for some time. 12 years ago, Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District, comprised of Baxter, Marion, Searcy, Boone, Newton, and Carroll counties, borrowed money to purchase an old landfill. The district's goal was to centralize waste management operations and make money on outside waste hauler contracts. That venture failed, and last April, a circuit court decided that property owners will be assessed millions of dollars over time to cover the debt and landfill closure fees. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich explains.
12 years ago, Northwest Arkansas Regional Solid Waste Management District, later renamed Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District, purchased a 20-year-old 700-acre working landfill in rural Baxter County and waste hauling business. Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District, based in Harrison, brokered the deal, helping to secure more than $12 million in revenue bonds and loans. But state and independent environmental inspections later revealed a lot more money would be needed. Berryville Mayor Tim McKinney is former chair and current member of the Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District Board.
I think we had faith that the Economic Development District would get all this straightened out, and it didn't happen. They submitted two or three different plans to ADEQ to take care of it. They were all rejected by ADEQ.
There was talk of hiring a professional waste management firm to take over operations, clean up and expansion of the landfill, which McKinney says he supported, but the board in the end failed to reach consensus.
My personal opinion is, you know, going back and everybody's got 20/20 hindsight, but I think it was headed for bankruptcy from the day it was purchased because of mismanagement. Because they paid too much.
The landfill charged higher tipping fees to cover costs. It began to lose customers. Even district members hauled their trash elsewhere. In early 2014, the Solid Waste District filed for bankruptcy. The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality was directed by the state legislature to use state landfill post-closure trust fund money to clean up and seal the landfill. 2 months later, the Solid Waste District's chief creditor filed an injunction to block the bankruptcy declaration. 5 months after that, a Western District bankruptcy court judge in Harrison ruled the Waste District was not eligible to file bankruptcy. In his decision, Judge Ben Berry also wrote that the district acted in bad faith by not assessing higher fees to support landfill operations and cleanup. The landfill is now under receivership. Last April, Pulaski County Circuit Court Judge Tim Fox approved the receiver's recommendations to assess every property owner in the Solid Waste District an annual fee until the debt is paid off. Carroll County Quorum Court Justice of the Peace Lamont Ritchie says he's angry about how things turned out.
Next spring, when the tax bills come in and people find $18 put onto their tax bill, and that they're going to find this on their tax bill for probably the next three decades.
Property owners in the six-county solid waste district are now responsible for more than $25 million of debt, including $12 million startup costs, reimbursement of the $12 million trust fund cleanup by ADEQ, and other expenses. Once the debt is paid off, district property owners will be assessed another $2 post-closure fee for perpetuity annually. Ritchie says the district had the opportunity to assess higher service fees on property owners, but never took it. He points to testimony made by Berryville Mayor Tim McKinney last summer before the bankruptcy court.
That the actual reason why they didn't impose a service fee years ago is because members on the board were afraid how it was going to impact their reelection chances. So it was a political decision.
We asked Mayor Tim McKinney to elaborate about his statement on the record, but he declined. He lays blame squarely on the Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District, which originally brokered the deal.
The bottom line for the board is they put too much trust in the Economic Development District that they were handling this purchase and management of the landfill in a professional way. And now that if you go back and look at the records, it's very clear they were not. And it just made a bad business decision that much worse.
The Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District administrator in charge of the landfill project has long been retired, but in a previous interview with Ozarks at Large on this issue, he blames the solid waste district for not hiring an expert waste management firm to repair and expand the landfill into what he described as a plum of a money-making venture. To gain a better understanding around all the circumstances leading to the failure of the landfill and consequential receivership, Arkansas Pollution Control and Ecology Commissioner Wesley Stites, at a recent agency meeting, asked ADEQ Director Becky Keough to provide a written report. On October 16th, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality is hosting a media tour of the defunct landfill outside of Mountain Home to show just how trust fund cleanup is progressing. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.